What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
There.
Hi.
It is official. So I am now 50.
Yay.
So thank you for my birthday, Kathy.
Yes.
We went away last weekend to Chattanooga. It's a surprise trip. And what did we learn?
Not to bring a puppy with us.
Yes. So let's talk about that. So why did we bring a puppy with us on the trip?
Because our daughter begged us to.
Yes. And was it a good idea or a bad idea?
It was a very bad idea.
Yes. So we have a, how old now?
Six-month-old golden doodle,
which is actually black.
Yes.
Which you wouldn't think a golden doodle would be black.
Yes. So, she's very cute.
Yep.
But I guess apparently she doesn't like being left in an unfamiliar place in a crate.
No. And it's a pet-friendly hotel. This will be great. We can bring the dog.
Yes.
And so, okay, we'll bring the dog, which I didn't think was a good idea. And we dumped the dog off in the hotel room, and we left. And what did you get, Kathy?
I got a nice little chat message from the actual hotel letting me know that our dog was barking uncontrollably and that they could hear from the third floor.
Mm-hmm. So when we were leaving, we could hear the dog barking. I don't know why we thought it would stop.
We thought she'd calm down.
Yeah, so it kind of got worse.
Yes.
So anyway, we went to the aquarium. It was very nice. We
didn't get to go together, though.
two of us stayed with the dog while the other two went to the aquarium. And then we pretty much abruptly left the next day.
Yes.
And that was the end of our trip.
Yes.
So, but it was a good time.
Surprise.
And I am officially 50. I do want to thank our Blairsville office for,
yes.
They said, Kathy says, we have to go to Blairsville. I said, okay, why? And I was like, oh, no, something's not going well, or we didn't know. And I was like, what's going on? And we get there, and they've got me a birthday cake, and they've got me strawberries. And I guess there's this girl that's, like, going
chocolate
to Dartmouth, maybe. She's, like, 70 years old.
Yes.
And she does chocolate-covered strawberries and cakes. And,
they
were great.
They were really, really good.
Yeah, so,
our kids were really excited about it.
Yeah, if Dartmouth does not work out for her,
yes,
she can definitely do baking.
Definitely.
So, yeah,
definitely.
It was really good.
Kudos to her.
Yeah, so now I'm 50. So I started the business when I was 24 years old. And I was actually very ambitious. I mean, when I got out of school, I was ready to go. I was ready to start a business. And, you know, I was one of those people that, you know, I worked very hard starting out. And you know, I was, you know, I had a lot of support. And also some people that just kind of swayed me from doing it because it wasn't something that was a sure thing. It was a gamble. And so I took that gamble when I was a kid, and I always thought, well, I can kind of get by without making money right now for a while, and that was the case for sure. But, you know, today here we are, you know, 25 years later, and I'm very blessed and thankful that to be where we are today.
Yes.
So anyway, last week we had talked about what I called the introduction to liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Please stay with us because I know, yeah, I know that perhaps this may be, I'm hoping somebody out there somewhere is going to listen to this show and heed our advice.
Yes.
Because, you know, I heard a story one time where this kid was on the side of the, walking on the beach, and there were starfish, and the little boy was throwing the starfish back into the ocean. This guy says, you know, son, why are you doing that? You know, you can't save all the starfish. And he said, well, admit something to that one right there. So I'm hoping somebody out there will listen to what we've, you know, experienced, because we've been through situations in our business where we've had to be there after something's happened.
Correct.
And it's not necessarily, you know, we exist as a business because bad things happen. It's not because good things happen. And so we're there to try to help, you know, the situation after something bad happens.
Right. And we're trying to help people. That's our whole focus in life, is to help people.
I've always said we're not selling ice cream cones.
No.
I remember one time I worked at the fairgrounds and I dipped ice cream, and everybody was just, they were thrilled to get their ice cream cone. You know, insurance is not necessarily
it's not as tasty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not as you know, but it is good to have when you have a accident or you're getting in a legal situation, your house burns. So, and that says, you know, our show peace of mind, that's what you do get by having an insurance policy. So last week I showed a very, you know, our introduction to liability insurance. I shared a personal family story that happened back in the 70s where my grandfather was sued for $1 million. So, you know, in today's dollars, I don't know what that would be, but basically he was getting the kitchen sink thrown at him by this lady's son that was an attorney. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he went through that time where he received a letter from the insurance company saying that, you know, one, just to put it in layman's terms, once we've paid our policy limit, you're on your own.
Right. I mean, it was people understand that.
Yeah. And even though him being an insurance professional in Metro Atlanta and having a good liability for back in the day, potentially it was still not enough to cover his situation. So that's why I'm very, you know, we're trying to protect people. We've been through situations with people that are, you know, getting sued. Yes. The way it's going to work is you're going to be getting a, you know, police officer coming to your place of business or your house and serving papers on you from an attorney.
Right.
And let me tell you that they can't wait to do this. And that's how they make their money, is suing people.
Right.
So that's why you see a lot of billboards all over the place. Have you been injured in an accident?
Right.
So, and there, I know there's a time and a place for it, but we are in a very litigious society. Kelly, tell them what one of our marketing reps told us last week, which was kind of alarming, about the Georgia.
Yeah, we had a rep come in, and he was telling us that in Georgia now, because of how things are going with the society and everything else going on, that you are hardly able to get an umbrella now.
Over a million dollars
because of litigations and issues that they're having in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
Which is alarming to us because some people have a lot of assets and they need more than $1 million, but you can only get $1 million as the highest that they'll write right now in Georgia. That is very disturbing.
That's a change.
That's a huge change.
And I can tell you, you just Google. You can go into Google and you can see what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time you hear about these cases, it's in a commercial business. And there was a drugstore that was sued. And I can't remember. Maybe I'll Google it for next show. I know this is a personal, you know, show as far as home and auto. But this business was sued. This drugstore was sued. And they lost for millions of dollars because there was some kind of drug deal went down in their
parking lot. Yeah.
And they were accused or they were held liable because they...
It's on their premises.
Yeah. It happened on their premises.
Right.
Now, I don't know how you prevent that. I mean, I don't know how you... I mean, you've got a parking lot, place of business. How do you... If some drug dealer comes in your parking lot and shoot somebody, but this jury awarded them right. And it was up in the millions of dollars. I can't remember if it was $20 million,
right.
What it was,
it's
but
crazy.
It's got to be really bad. So what is liability? In essence, what it is it's bodily injury or property damage to a third party. So let me give an example of what is not liability. Let's say that you drive your car on the side of your house. That's not going to be liability.
Right.
Why?
Because it's yours.
Yes, you cannot be. It's got to be to a third party.
Yes.
It can't be to yourself.
Right.
We've had some customers get mad about that over the years, haven't we?
Oh yes, mad.
I wasn't involved in this one, but I know I had a when I got the customer, he was mad at his agent because he had backed his truck up into another one of his trucks, and he thought they should have had coverage. Well, I've got liability. Well, if you don't have collision on your truck. In this case, you have no coverage.
Right.
I mean, because you can't be responsible or liable to yourself. You cannot be responsible for damaging your own property or, you know, causing bodily injury to yourself.
Right.
That's not going to be something that's going to be a liable situation. So as society has changed over the years, you know, I think it's just very prevalent nowadays. I mean, there is somebody out there that's willing and ready to hold you responsible, you know, financially if you have caused damage or property damage to somebody else.
Well, there's also people that just don't want to take responsibility from their own actions either, which is another whole scenario.
Yeah. But easy money, right?
Yeah, I feel like people tend to get up a little crazy about stuff sometimes, and that's something we're trying to protect people from.
Well, it's the juries. It's the mm-hmm. I mean, this is there's a jury out there that cannot wait to convict you and hold you responsible.
Well,
okay, so
because you are responsible.
Yeah, well, and there's a time and place for it.
Yeah,
I understand
yes,
that
absolutely.
So I hope the insurance company will give you a fair shake.
Yes.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is Mark and Kathy Moore, WJRB.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. Here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark.
Hello.
And I just wanted to let you know where we're located. Moore Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. And you can find us online at www.moore-insurance.com, or you can like us on Facebook. We also have two other locations. One is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And then we have our fifth location, which is in Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. So please like us on Facebook and call or see us on the line and come by for a free quote.
Yes. So we have five locations and we're done, right?
Yes.
I don't think we want to do anywhere else.
No, thank you.
But anyway, you never know. Yeah, you never know. But, you know, this is where I'm from. This is where I love. I love being here in the mountains. And, you know, I'm very blessed and fortunate to be able to have offices here in our local community. So today we're talking about liability insurance. Last week's show was kind of introducing it. We're going to spend some time talking about homeowners liability, but I want to tell one story about an auto claim we had years ago where we had a customer with one of our insurance companies, and she was calling to reinstate. You remember this, Kathy?
Yes. Oh, I was okay. The one that was dealing
with
it.
Yeah. So she's basically calling to reinstate her policy with the insurance company. And so what happened, Kathy?
Well, she didn't realize that the call was recorded. And so,
even when you're on hold.
Even when you're on hold. So yes. She was calling to reinstate her policy directly with the company. Then also had, I guess, the company called us. She was at a scene of an accident
with a police officer,
and she's trying to reinstate her policy.
Yeah, so she was
busted.
I've had people tell me that, she was busted. That's why it's called liability.
Yeah, lie, huh?
Right. So yeah. Anyway, when you have your insurance reinstated, they're going to ask you for what?
A statement of no loss.
A statement of no loss. So in this case here, she had already had the accident, and she was busted.
She didn't get reinstated.
Yeah. So they could hear her talking to the state trooper when she thought she was on hold.
Correct.
So yeah, you got to be very careful.
It was not a good situation for her. She wasn't very happy, and I don't think she realized that she was being recorded the whole entire time when she's on the phone call with the actual insurance carrier.
Yes.
So after that happened and went down, she, of course, came into the office, and then we had to deal with that as well. Yeah. So, make sure you pay your bills.
I'm sure the claims person said, or the person who said policy, will tell the state trooper we said hello for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you can't do that. No. And this is a whole other thing. I'm getting off on a tangent. I always do that. But, you know, paying your electric bill, you know, what's going to happen if you don't pay your electric bill?
You have no lights.
Yeah, somebody's going to show off your, you know, what's the big deal, right? I mean, but when you don't pay your insurance bill, I mean, you could be out all of your worldly possessions almost, you know, your whole assets on the line. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had a customer years ago that was driving around with his insurance payment on the dash of his
car.
Mm-hmm. And he's in an accident. Well, there's my insurance payment on my dash. Well, guess what? Your insurance has lapsed.
Right.
So you had no coverage. Right. I've had people come in and say my insurance collapsed.
Yeah.
Instead of lapsed. My insurance collapsed. So anyway, just be, you know, some people will not do this. They will not let somebody draft money out of their account.
Yeah,
if you're that person, I respect that. I understand that. But I don't care. I have our insurance just drafts out of our account every month. I don't have to worry about it collapsing. Right?
Collapsing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's good to have it where, and it kind of breaks it down in 12 months over the year, and it's, you know, I have a monthly draft that takes our insurance out.
Right.
So now I know some people have what's called an escrow account where your lender is requiring that they pay your insurance. And normally when you borrow money and you have, you know, quite a loan balance compared to the value of your house, I bet you they are doing that because they know that if the insurance lapses, then they're going to be stuck with it.
Right.
So if you got more equity in the house. So homeowner's liability, we talked about, you know, you can't be liable to yourself. Typically, another thing to talk about, Kathy, this is interesting. You know, we as an insurance agent, only one person can interpret a contract, and that's an attorney.
Correct.
So if you got somebody trying to give you legal advice without a license, that is not correct. you have got to have a, you have to hold a license or be an attorney to be able to interpret a contract.
Correct.
So we can't interpret contracts.
Right.
I had a example one time where one of the professional witnesses got up and was working on some kind of case, and he was talking about the contractual language and the insurance policy. And the plaintiff attorney, or maybe it was a defendant, I don't know who it was, he said, "Let me ask you one question. Where did you get your law license?" And he's like, "I don't have one." And they threw him out of the courthouse.
Yeah.
And the guy teaching the class said, "Well, you know, they were right." I mean, so now what I always say is, I think an attorney could interpret it this way, but you need to talk to the attorney. So we as an insurance agent are not allowed to, you know, interpret a contract.
Correct.
So going back to liability, you can tag on different things on your homeowner's policy to protect you for liability. I've got some examples here. You can purchase an endorsement for a golf cart.
Yes.
You can purchase for having a boat, mm-hmm. a jet ski, or livestock.
Correct.
So let's talk. I was interested in, I was thinking about, you know, a golf cart. You know, you wouldn't think you'd have a situation with a golf cart. But
oh, but we have.
Yeah, we've had that claim, haven't we?
Oh, but we have.
Yeah, Kathy got to deal with that one.
Yes, yes.
So I just Googled it, and I typed in golf cart accidents, Georgia. Ding, 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 all these things come up. And most of them are from attorneys because they know that they're ready to make some money off this, right?
Right, right.
So what this article says here, in recent years, golf carts have become more powerful and faster with the ability to reach speeds of 25 miles per hour.
Right.
So you got to be really careful driving one of these golf carts. And, you know, I've got a picture here with the golf cart turned over and there's been a claim. In 2011, under Georgia's Senate Bill 240, golf carts were assigned a new separate class of motor vehicle,
yes.
which is interesting because mm-hmm. if you have a motor vehicle that's licensed for road use, you've got to be on an auto policy. You can't really put that on your homeowner's policy.
Right.
Here's some examples. Injuries from golf cart accidents can be shockingly severe. Mm-hmm. A golf cart injury lawsuit for $5 million in damages was settled in Vermont recently. So
right.
$5 million.
Right, right.
That's a pretty expensive golf cart.
Right.
Right?
Right.
In 2006, a middle-aged gentleman was injured when he was thrown from a golf cart at a raceway and sustained a traumatic brain injury.
Right.
So these are sad.
Well, we had the one claim that actually happened in here locally, where there was a person who actually hit somebody with the golf cart, and there was, you know, they had some bodily injury.
Yep.
And there was, of course, a claim, and there was also wanting them to have, like, you know.
Because you filed the claim.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I was like, oh, boy.
Was it at a campground?
It was at one of the campgrounds or one of the actual homeowner associations here locally. And they basically, and this is before a lot of people had them, so that was kind of to see how they were going to handle it. But they did pay out quite a bit of money to this person who was injured because I thought they hit the actual brake and they hit the gas and they ran this person over. So
yeah.
You got to be really careful with, you know, a lot of kids driving around, their parents or grandparents, and you have to be really, really careful about that because things, you know, accidents happen.
The ATV is the one that's really
yes.
something. Now, you can have liability for this on your homeowner's policy. I think Kathy will agree that we're more of a proponent to have your own policy because when you take yes. those things off premises, away from your house, that can be an issue.
Yes.
So another thing is boats or yes. jet skis. We kind of live on a lake. I mean, I guess we're like, what would you call ourselves? We're like, we don't actually have lake property. So we're not. Yeah.
We're by the point.
Yeah. So we're in Hayesville and we have. Our back property line joins what's owned by the wildlife. Mm-hmm. And so you've got, it's funny how you got these different divisions. There's TVA, there's wildlife, what would you hear in the mornings, Kathy,
if they had an actual fishing tournament, we would hear this ring, jet skis and boats going off. It was always a nice way to sleep in the morning on the weekends.
Yeah, so there was a lot of boats out there.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So you can insure your boat on your homeowner's policy.
Yes, you can.
So be careful.
Depending on the carrier, though.
Be careful about your trailer, because sometimes you may have to have the trailer insured separately.
And also your motor can be, sometimes your motor can be more expensive than your actual boat.
Yeah.
And people don't realize we have to break it down between all three things.
Yes.
So be cautious about that.
Yes. So anyway, boats can be insured, jet skis. That's right. Something that you used to have a separate policy on now, but I've added them onto a homeowner's policy.
Well, it depends on the course,
the carrier,
length, the length of the boat, the horsepower, yep, of the motor. There are certain carriers that will let you endorse it onto your policy. There are some that are going to require it to be on your regular, standalone policy, yeah, because of the fact of maybe because of the horsepower. So keep that in mind, but people can get in trouble when on the lakes, and also get people can get injured or thrown from a boat.
So insurance makes things not fun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all we're talking about is fun. ATVs are fun.
Yeah.
Boats are fun. Jet skis, yes, are fun. Insurance is not.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's necessary. It's something, yeah, that you need to have, okay, to cover yourself.
Well, we are about wrapped up here, Kathy, and so, yes, we'll continue this conversation next week, and we look forward to coming back on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.